For the first time, large tour groups of South Koreans allowed into the Blue House to see where all their presidents have lived and worked until now.
There will be people for and against it, but as I come to see for myself, the compound is very spacious.
As the official presidential residence, it's always had the tightest security. Now cameras are welcome in what is, historically, the heart of Seoul.
This part of Seoul has traditionally been the seat of government. The Blue House is located right next to Gyeongbuk Palace, home to generations of Korean kings. Moving the presidential office from here upends 600 years of tradition and causes major upheaval in the way the city works.
That upheaval put off previous presidents from even attempting it, but not newcomer Yoon Suk-yeol.
Considering the inconvenience to the people and complete return of the Blue House, I thought it would be right to make a prompt decision.
It's not been easy. Yoon moved his office to the Defense Ministry building in the far more congested Yongsan area of the city and took over the official residence of the foreign minister to live in, provoking widespread public criticism. It meant at the time of his inauguration, he had the lowest approval rating of any new president. But a week, they say, is a long time in politics. The congestion from presidential motorcades has not been as bad as residents feared. And some people near the new office even say it's good for business.
Many more people from out of the town will come here and it'll be good for the neighborhood.
And there's a sense the Blue House now belongs not to one incumbent president, but to all.
It really feels like this large piece of land should be returned to the people.
I think the president is putting an end to authoritarian practices. There's never been anything like this.
Right at the start of his term, Yoon may have just found one of his first controversial decisions has already earned him a small place in history. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.